Today's London studio concert is given by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conductor Willem Towsky, with Michael Krein solo saxophone. There's a guest conductor, too, who will conduct two of his own works, Malcolm Arnold, one of the most prolific of the younger British composers. He's written music of almost every kind, symphonies, suites, concertos, overtures, and ballet. As you'll hear in the suite of Scottish dances which begins this concert, his music is characterized by a strong sense of humor and vitality. This suite was commissioned by the BBC for their fifth Light Music Festival. There are four dances.
Thank you.
That was a suite of Scottish dances by Malcolm Arnold, conducted by the composer. Amongst the numerous works that have been commissioned by the BBC is a saxophone concerto by Ronald Binge. Conducted by Willem Towsky, Michael Krein is going to play one movement from that concerto. Besides being the founder and leader of the saxophone quartet that bears his name, Michael Krein is also the conductor of the London Light Orchestra. Here, then, is the rondo from the saxophone concerto by Ronald Binge. Another work by Malcolm Arnold, which he will conduct, a suite from the ballet Homage to the Queen. This ballet was specially written for the gala performance given at Covent Garden by the Sadler's Wells Ballet, now proudly renamed the Royal Ballet, to celebrate the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. The BBC Concert Orchestra is playing three movements from this ballet. First, the Dance of the Insects.
Thank you.
And lastly, from the ballet Homage to the Queen, here is the finale. End this London studio concert with another work commissioned for the BBC's 5th Light Music Festival, the London Transport Suite by Sidney Torch. Each of its 3 movements represents in musical caricature some form of transport known in London during the last 50 years. First, the old horse-drawn hansom cab. Alas, it meets one of the newfangled automobiles. A noisy backfire causes the horse to panic, resulting in a crash. But little damage is done, and with a relieved whinny, the horse steps out again and the journey comes safely to its end. Next, we hear Rosie, the red omnibus, the lumbering, jolting, asthmatical grandmother of our motor buses today. Complete with bulb horn and a bell that goes ting-ting, after a somewhat reluctant start, it emerges from the garage and waltzes its weaving way across London. And finally, in this London transport suite by Sydney Torch, a movement dedicated to all the small boys who want to be engine drivers and to their dads who rush each evening to catch their homeward train. been listening to a London studio concert played by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conductor Wilhelm Towski, with Michael Krein, solo saxophone, and Malcolm Arnold as guest conductor in two of his own compositions.